We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Dafayin Chesim and Beis. Then you start towards the bottom of the Amud by Tanur Rabbanan, Hamaitzi Kesha Mechsin. The Mishnah had said that the shear of bringing out a Nair, is to make a Kesha Mechsin, two Oisiyas of a Kesha Mechsin, the larger Oisiyas, like the Gemara explains. And that's what you could use in Nair form. And Amaitzi Kesha Mechsin Chayiv, and if you take out a Kesha Mechsin, the Kesha Mechsin is a receipt that the Mechis gives you that you paid the toll, so then you Chayiv. And the Gemara brings the Raisa Tanur Rabbanan, Amaitzi Kesha Mechsin, Machelair Lamechis Chayiv, Vishel Lamechis Pater. If you didn't show it to the Mechis yet, so you Chayiv, because you needed to show it to the Mechis. And if you showed him already, then you Pater, because now it's useless. And Rabbi Yehuda says, after Shoyel Lameches Chayev, even if you showed it to the Meches, it's Chayev. Neshet Tzarech Loi, the Gemara says different reasons why you need it. Either because they might ask him again to make sure he paid it, that they might run after him, or because there's a Meches Gadol and a Meches Katan. Or it's them to show it to another Meches to say that you see that I'm a guy that pays the Meches. So Taisus is bothered with the Lashon in the Mishnah that you Chayev and a Naya because you can write him Kesha Mechzin. And then it says, and you take out a Kesha Mechsin Chayev, what's the Chiddush? If you even Chayev and the Naya before it's written, so Kolshkin after it's written. So Taisi says, Kamashman, a Kesha Mechsin is even Chayev if you put it on a cloth. Because even though it's a Chiddush, because even though a cloth that's the size of a Kesha Mechsin is not good enough, because you don't usually use a cloth for a Kesha Mechsin. So you would think, even if you did, it wouldn't work. Kamashman, once you used it for a Kesha Mechsin, now it's valuable. So Meli Yechayiv. The Ramban says another teretz that the Gemara before says that the oisius of a Kesha Mechsin and the two oisius are similar to two oisius they done with the Kedei Achiza, with the base Achiza, with the now to hold the cloth while you read the two oisius. Or Taisha says while you write the two oisius. So you would think that the Kedei Licht of Kesha Mechsin means that not the Yechayiv for a Kesha Mechsin, Yechayiv for two oisius they done with the base Achiza. That just happens to be the same as two oisius of a Kesha Mechsin. That's the Ramban's teretz. And then he says another teretz, that the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, that even after you show it to the Mechis, you Chayiv. So according to the Ramban's second teretz, that would, then the Mishnah would be like a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ramban's and Rabbi Kivega was Mechavan to the Ramban's second teretz. He wants to say that maybe that's the teretz that the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush even after he showed it to the Meiches Yechayiv, and then he explains the Rambam. The Rambam passes like a Yehuda. Shaila, why? Why are you passing like the Rambam? So the Kesher Mishnah says because the Mishnah is not like a Yehuda. The Mishnah just says that Meiches Kesher Meiches in the Yechayiv. It doesn't say any chiluk if it was Hareil Meiches or Loyareil Meiches. So Zakti Bekvega maybe could say a little bit more that teretz had a kasha b'chol with the chiddush. If Nayar is Kedei Licht of a Kesha Mechsin, Sikoshkin, the Kesha Mechsin Alain, and Rabbi Kivega was Mechavin to the Ramban, that the Chiddush is even after Eil the Mechis, the Kondish, the Mishnah is Muchach like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why the Ramban passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara goes right about Shtar Chayiv, Taner Rabban and Amitzi Shtar Chayiv, actually Pare Chayiv, Mishapare Pater. He didn't pay the Chayiv yet, so you need the Shtar Chayiv to collect the Chayiv, so Vandi Chayiv, if he already paid, so what do you need the Shtar for? And Yehuda says, even after you paid it, you chayiv neshet tzarech loi, because he needs it. So Gemara has a few akimtis. What's the machlokes here? What's what might be now? What's the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam? Yehuda's first akimtis is, are you allowed to be shoyeh shtar perua? You allowed to keep a shtar perua? Rabbanan say you're not allowed to. So Rabbi Yehuda says you are. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even after it's paid, it's alflas al pitzluchisai. That's why you need it, that's why you chayiv. Hashem the button hold, you can't use a lots of pieces of chusay, because you're not allowed to keep it. There's an isser, lashe shtar perua. So mainly, you can't be mashet lots of pieces of chusay. And Bekeveg in the Gilyan Hashas asked the Kasha, why can't you just erase it and use a lots of pieces of chusay? So Rabbaz and Mesh and the Rishash both answered, because since it's not roy to be used the way it is, it has to be erased first. It's not called that it has a shear, it needs to be processed first. But I find that a little bit shver. We have in the next Amud about an R that even if it's unprocessed, the fact that you could process it makes it that it's chayiv. The same thing with like wheat, that's egregious. Even though you can't eat the wheat, you have to process it. But the fact that it's ready to be processed makes that you're chayiv. I think the real answer is because a person wouldn't bother erasing it in order just to use the Latzah B'Yisuchis. He'll find another Nair. If it's around, so you don't want to waste the good Nair. So use lots of piece of chisle, but to put in the time and energy to erase it, it took a little time then to erase things. You won't do it just lots of piece of chisle. You'll destroy it. Now the Dvar points out that according to Rashi, in Ksuvis, it says halacha psuka that you now be masha shtar peru in your house. Altashka malecha avla. Rashi brings it. You have to say according to Rashi that according to Rav Yosef, it's a machlokes tanon. If that's true, the rabbanon hold that's true. And Yudos is not true. Yimutal Rashi Shtar Perua. That the din that's mavur in the Ksuvis is really a machlekes tanon. Nishkefelach, according to the other Miram, then everyone would hold that it's Asal Rashi Shtar Perua. But he brings from Tesis, we don't have this Tesis, that the Malve Zicha Asal Rashi Shtar Perua. The Shaila here is the Leiva. Rashi says the Leiva anyway wouldn't want to keep it, because he'd be afraid that maybe the Malve will get it. The Dva saying of Pshat, no, we're discussing the Leiva. The Leiva wouldn't mind keeping it. He's not afraid that maybe the Malva will get to it. But the Shaila, is he allowed to? Because maybe we'll come out of Takala that'll make a trick with the Malva to give back the Shtar and make a Knunya, make a trick on the Lekuches. So the Malva definitely wouldn't be allowed to keep it, but the question is the Leiva, is the Leiva allowed to keep it? Let's help you, Suchisai. Or are we afraid that he might be making a trick with the Malva? Now the Mashiach is the Gemaldik Akasha, right? Before this, the Gemara brings the Braisa Mesvei, Hamaitzi Nyara Machav Gishtar Perua, Im Yesh Beloivin Shalek Delikt of Shtei Isis, a Bekulek, De Lichar Chapit Slichas, Ketana Shal Plait, and Chayev Amav Potter. So you see clearly that a Shtar Perua, you are Chayev if you could be Lotzer Apit Slichisai. And here the Gemara is saying that because he's an Issel Hashi Shtar Perua, there's no din latsa pisuchisai. I'm going to Rav Yosef, it's a machlokes tanon. So according to Rav Yosef, you could say that that brisa goes like Rav Yehuda. But according to the other man, the Amim, the kuli alma aslash a shtar perua, but you have a brisa that says clearly that when you have a shtar perua, if you have enough latsa pisuchisai, then you chayiv. Chayiv mamash apella. So the Mashal says in the Seftitz Mavur that the whole Machlekesh Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda here by Shtar, which we have all these akimtis, whether a Shtar after the Piroyan is valuable or not, what happened to Latsa Pisluchisai, is talking about that it's too small to be Latsa Pisluchisai. But if it's big enough to be Latsa Pisluchisai, then Nechayev it's called a Shir, because even though you're talking to Alam Bimashit, but since it's Royal Lekach, and it's Chazi L'Roiv Olam, anyone else could take it, and they don't have a problem of Shtar Perua. It's not made out to their name anyway. So, Mel, that's called the Shir, that's called Roi Latznia, because Roiv Olam is allowed to use it. They don't have a problem of Isl Hashi Shtar Perua. That's that for the Marsha. So, Mikvega says, even though L'Chari, this Akimta of Rav Yosef sounds not that way. This Akimta says, if you hold Isl Hashi Shtar Perua, so come to Isi Nan Chayim, because there's nothing you can do with it. Hazakta B'Kveg, it means like this. Ene Chanami, according to Rav Yosef, the Issa Lash Shtar Perua will make it that it's not a Shir. Maskin. But then, according to Rav Yosef, you can say the Brisa goes like Rav Yehuda. Doesn't hold of the Issa Lash Shtar Perua. So merely have Yechayiv and the Shir of Latsa Pisluchisai. But according to the other Akimtis, as you learn, according to the other Akimtis, that Vivald, it's Issa Lash Shtar Perua. So male, the tain of Latsa Pisuchisai is zichanat enough to be mechayiv. And the shaila is, you have other reasons why he might use it, like the Gemara's taimim, why he needs it, and male, for that yechayiv. But also Latsa Pisuchisai wouldn't be allowed because also Lashi Shtar Perua. But that's what the Marsha is saying, no. According to the other Akimtis, even though you can't keep the Shtar Perua, but it's still a shir, because other people could keep it. The other Akimtis are going to have to learn that the Shtar was too small to be Latsa Pitzlicha Shoplaitan. And merely after Machlaikis, but if it's big enough, Latsa Pitzlicha Shoplaitan, according to everyone, Yechayiv. Zagavaldi Gechidish. And Mikvega says, Taisus is Mefurish not that way. Because Taisus asks a Kasha on the other Akimtis, it's complicated what the Kasha is, but you can look in Taisus of Maslow Tanakama, that on the second Akimta of Maidiv Shtar Shakaswe, Taisus asks a Kasha that the Malva should be able to keep a Latsa Pitzlichisai. Even though now I keep a Shtar Perua, because according to that Akimta, he's tiny, it's not Perua. So he should be able to keep a Latsa Pisluchisai. So you see, Mefurish and Taisus, we're talking about is the size of lots of pisul chisay. Otherwise, Taisus doesn't have a kasha. Teishul Bemis and Stam has a kasha in Taisus. How do you know it's big enough lots of pisul chisay? They're asking a kasha. How do you know? Maybe it's not big enough. Maybe it's not big enough. So thus, the lane such a Rabbi Kiveg is not so schwer. You could say it's a deichik to say it's not big enough lots of pisul chisay. It's a deichik. Teis Rosh Bemis and Rezenais. But one thing you see from Taisus, that al kapanim it could be tumah it's big enough lots of pisul chisay. According to the Marashah, anytime it's lots of pisul chisay, according to everyone nichayiv, the whole brayse is tumah it's not big enough lots of pisul chisay. That Taisa says mafurish not that way. So Zag Rabbi Kivega lulei divid Marashah, he would say like this: the taina of asul hashish dai perua is dafka on the malva. We're going like Rashi's pshat. The malva is not going to be chayiv because he's not like keep a shtar perua. But the loyva, he's allowed to keep a shtar perua. That's what Rashi's saying. He just wouldn't want to because he's afraid that it will fall and the malva will get it. That's why he wouldn't want him to keep it. But Bemisin, he's allowed to. So it could be that he could say to Marashah Svara that since the mice is good for Rav Olam, he personally doesn't want it around. But everyone else would want it, so it would be cool this year. Even for him. So the other Akimtas of Gemara is talking about that the Malv is carrying it. If the Malv is carrying it, so Al-Tlasa B'Sechisa is not a shear for him, because he's not allowed to keep it for that. But that the Seft is going on Akimta, the Lev is carrying it. The Lev is carrying it, you could say the Marashah Svara, that since it's Rav for other people and him, he's not asked to have it, he just wouldn't want to have it, so that would be called that it's Rav Latzniyum, Latzniyum Kamayu, and even the Lev would be Chayef. Al-Golbanim, the Gemara goes on, and Abaye says, everyone holds its asalish shtar perua, and the machlekes is if meida b'shtar shekosvai is sarach l'kaima, ain't sarach l'kaima. So, the words of the Braisa, actually, parah, misha parah, according to Abaye, is lav dafka, because vaker, the loiv is saying that he paid, but the malv is insisting that he didn't pay. That's the case. So, actually, parah means that the loiv never claimed that he paid it, and there you chayiv, and misha parah means that the loiv claimed that he paid it. Now we're talking about a shtar she'ena mekuhim. Now we're talking about a shtar which you can't be mekayim. The shayla is, why don't you say that it's still a valuable shtar because it could be mekayim it? So Taisa says, it's ma'irishi adeya shayuchah klal limse ede kiyim. It's talking about a percent case where you know for sure that you can't be mekayim it. The edim that signed it aren't around, and you know that nobody knows the signatures. The Ramban says that maybe not. Maybe even if you could be mekayim it, right now it's not mekuhim. As far as we know right now, it might be valueless. So even if there's a possibility of kiyum, that doesn't give it a share. Because who says it'll be mekuyim? Shasantis machlekes, you have to understand the svaras of machlekes, lagabi the share, that Taisa says only if it's impossible to mekuyim it, and you know for sure. And the Ramban says, no, even a suffix. Well, the say right now it's not mekuyim, we don't know it'll be mekuyim, so also we don't have a value to it. Al kolpanim, it's talking about a shtar, which is not mekuyim, and either for sure or quite likely will never be mekuyim. So mel, if you hold that a shtar that's not mekuyim, it's even meidim shtar shekas tzarech lekaimut. So as long as the leiva says that he paid it, so now the shtar is worthless. He can't be gaver with the shtar. The leiva said he paid. So mel, since it's worthless, you're not chayiv. Mashenka debuta holds that if the leiva says he paid, he's not Neman, he's made the B'shar Shekas, so he himself is maskim, Mishtar is not Mezuyif, he's maskim, it's not a forgery. He just says he paid. He's not Neman to say he paid, because Shtar Chabiyadah, my boy. So mainly you could collect with the Shtar, even though the Leiva says he paid, so mainly that's why you chayiv if you might see it. That's what Abaye says. So Taisus and the Rishayna Maske Kasha, if you hold made the B'shar Shekas, it's Tzarech L'kaima. So come Taisus, the Leiva says he paid, he's Neman. And the Leiva says it's Mezuyif, he's also Neman. So even if he didn't say he paid, but what do you need the Shtar for? What's the purpose of the Shtar? Manavshech, if the Leiva is going to agree, so he'll be able to collect without a Shtar. And if the Leiva doesn't agree, he says he paid, so even the Shtar is not going to help you. So what do you gain by having the Shtar? So Envitesis and Kama Rishaynim, one teretz is, enechinami, the Leiva could always say no, but you don't think that he will. If you come to the Leiva without any shtar, so say, I don't owe you anything. You come to him with a shtar, that will remind him he won't have the chutzpah to say that it's mezuyif. He'll remember that he owes it, and memela, it's worthwhile to have a shtar, even if the loyva katayin against the shtar. The Taisa says another teretz, that it can be teretz from Rishabodim if the loyva is made, it's not mezuyif. If the loyva is sold property, if you don't have a shtar, you can't get from the property that was sold. But if the you have a shtar, and the loyva is made, it's not mezuyif, you could be teretz if you could collect from the nechasim Rishabodim. So this is a very big sugya. I'm going to read it nice. Is there such a thing that you could collect from the lekuchas because of the loyva zedah? You see, the Maran asks the kasha, how is it shaykh to collect from the lekuchas because of the loyva zedah? He says, zedah tema. The loyva zedah, that should work for the lekuchas? Let the lekuchas say, you didn't prove to us that it's authentic. See, the Agai Sabach and the Marshal say that you're not chayshish for a knunya unless the shtar fell and it was Isra shtar. They're going on the Gemara above Metzia, daf yud beis and beis. The Gemara says there, let's say you find the shtar, and the loiva says, yeah, it belongs to the malva, I never paid him. You don't give it back to the malva. You're afraid of a knunya. You're afraid that the malva and loiva are making a trick that really the loiva paid, but the loiva is saying he didn't pay, that the malva now could get from the lekuchas, and then the malva and loiva will split it. So the marshal and the bach say, but that doesn't apply here, because the malva has the shtar. There, the shtar is on the floor. What's it doing on the floor? Why was it found in the street? That implies that it was paid back. The loiva says it wasn't. We don't believe him, because maybe he's making a trick. But here, the malva is holding the shtar. Everything's authentic. Everything seems to be in order. We're not afraid of a trick. But the Maram is asking, okay, you don't have a specific chash of a trick, but why should the loiva's haidah work to be mechayev them the lekuchas? It's a good kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua, he says he doesn't understand the Maram. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara above Metzia, daf ayin beis. The gemara says, meidu b'shtar shaksavai, ain't sarach lekaimai. We gave him in a chasim mishabadim. The Gemara says, let's say the loiva says, I paid. He didn't say I paid. He said it's an authentic shtar, but I paid. He's made the mishtar shekasvai. He says it's not mezuyif, but I paid. Ain't sarach lekaimai. Right? That's when we have the machlekes here. The Gemara is going to go like the man of ain't sarach lekaimai. He has no right to tain and pirati. Once he's made the hikatayin mezuyif, he can't tayin perati, and it could even be gaiva from the nechasim mishabadim from the lekuchas. So you see clearly that the loiva zedah does help to get from the lekuchas. So the Pnei Yeshua says an interesting thing. He says, "Bemis, it's not mamish mefurish to say like we have in Tosis, because that's going like man the yama meidah b'shtar shekasvay is ain't sarach lekaimai." And according to that man, the Amr, then you could say that the loiva zedah would help for lekuchas. But today is going according to man, the Amr, meidah b'shtar shekasvay tzarech lekaimai. And the reason why the zedah is working is because he's saying he didn't pay. And to say that helps lekuchas is a much bigger chiddush. Now, I'll be mad with the svara. Because what's the machlokes if meidah b'shtar shekasvay tzarech lekaimai ain't tzarech lekaimai? What's the machlokes? If you all made the b'shtar shekasvay tzarech lekaimai, Rashi explains, he brings down the Gemara above Metzia, the man kamashle l'hai shtar leiva, and he said, parati, pesha asa pesha hitter. That means, a shtar she'ena mekuyim is a worthless thing. Hai shtar is chas b'malmuhu. It's worthless. It's not mekuyim. We don't know it's authentic shtar. The leiva is the one that says authentic shtar, so he's nemet to say he paid it, even though normally stay sharchi ben my boy. Authentic star, if you paid it, why does the malva have it? But you know it's an authentic star. I told you it's an authentic star. So pesha asua pesha hitter. I'm the one who told it to you. I could go and tell you that it's parati. And what's the pshan in the other man, the Amr? The pshan in the other man, the Amr, is that mezuyif is a skus to tain. It really means that I see you can't tain the mezuyif. The Gemara says in Gittin Av Gimel, that means the Raisa, we say, Edom, Hachsum al Ashtar, Nasik Mishnech, Yedusim Bebezdim. If you have Edom signed in Ashtar, there's no Chshar Ziv, it's like the Edom already checked out and bezdim. But Chazal said that there's a Tainus Mezuyif. If you're Tainus Mezuyif, right? We don't want anyone to just go and invent the shtar. So we make a tainus mezuyif. If you tain a mezuyif, fine. If you don't tain a mezuyif, so you don't really have a taina. It's not like I don't have a shtar and you're the one that created the shtar so you could tain a parati pesha asa pesha hitter. I have a shtar. You have a schus to tain a mezuyif. As a special schus at the kanes chachamim that you could do that. You're not taining mezuyif. You can't make a migui out of it. You can't go say parati migui de mezuyif. If you tain a mezuyif, then you're neman. But if you don't tain a mezuyif, if you have no schus to tain a mezuyif, you don't have a schus to make a migui, you pesha asa out of it. So al derech zeh works for the lekuchas. If you all made the b'shtar shekasa ein tzarech l'kayim like the Gemara in Vav Metziah, so there the pshat is the loivik atayna mezuyif, and in case he's not around, he's b'chol not around. So good with tanina shloy b'fanav. We say, well, maybe if he was around, he would atayna mezuyif. We don't know that's an authentic shtar. Tanina l'lekuchas. But if the Leiva says that it is an authentic shtar, he just says Pirati, so it's not the pshat we need his haidah to mechayev the lekuchas. We don't really need his haidah altogether. No, he would have a taina to taina mezuyif, and even if he's not around, so tanina lekuchas. But once he's around and he's made that it's not mezuyif, so you know it's not mezuyif, so you're asking, how could his haidah work for the lekuchas? His haidah just takes away the taina. Takes away the taina of mezuyif. Once you don't have a taina of mezuyif, amel v'chayim. You don't need his eidah to make the shtar. The shtar is there anyway. His eidah would break the shtar. His taina would break the shtar. He didn't taina. So amel the shtar is good by itself. Vashenken, if you hold, made the shtar shakos v'tzorach l'kaimai. So then, you can hear a svara that the pshat is man kamash l'hai shtar aloiv. You need the loiv to make the shtar. So the Leiva can only make the shtar regard to his own chiyah. A Leiva is a dog, can't be mechayiv the lekuchas. If the old maid of Shashakasa ain't sarach lekayim, it's not his a dog, it's mechayiv the lekuchas. He's just being mesalik the taina, memeil lekuchas a chayiv. If the old maid of Shashakasa sarach lekayim, that means until he's maid of Shakasva, it's not a shtar, it's a chasva ma'alma. Man kamash v'hai shtar a Leiva, that's why he can taina perua. So even if he's not taining perua, he's taining it's a good shtar. But Vaita, the shtar is only good because he said so. That shouldn't work for the lekuchas. So that's why the Gemara Bava Metzia is not mamash arayin to Taisus. But the Bnei Yeshua says it's not so shver. Taisus held there's no chiluk. Taisus holds once the life is meida, that's it. The shtar is considered neskayim, and now you can collect from the lekuchas. But the emes is near in Bava Metzia, Kufa, and the Afayim Beis in Bava Metzia, Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Taisus Rid, they're bothered by the Maram's Kasha. They say, what's the pshat? That the Leiv is the Dark and Mechayiv Lekuchas. The Taizrit says, it's Laksa Midas Adin. Let's say you have a guy, he wants to make some money, he needs some money. So what does he do? He has a good idea. He sells his field, so he makes money, right? Now he has the money for the field. And now he gets them back. This is how he does it. He makes up a forged star without Edom. Makes a deal with the Malva that now he could go and be gaiva the fields that he sold to the Kuchas. The Shtar never existed. He makes the Shtar, predates the Shtar. But he's Maida. Now the Malva could go. He could be gaiva from the Kuchas. And then split it with the Leiva. Right? So he said, the Bach and the Marshal said, we're not chayish with Knunya unless we find it in the street. But why not? Anyone could do this Knunya. You're making it too easy. So the Rishonim there say that it only works for the fields that he sells after he was made about the shtar. When we know that this shtar existed, he can't be made l'mafreya. It's not going to work for anything he sold before the shtar got to Beis Din. The Malva comes to Beis Din with a shtar, and the Leiva says, yeah, it's an authentic shtar. I borrowed. I never paid back. But that's the first we know about the shtar. So anything he sold before this incident that he was made in the shtar, we don't accept. Even though the shtar has a date earlier, but how do you know it's authentic? But whatever mikanul haba, now that we have a shtar, we know there's a shtar in Beis Din, we know there exists a shtar, which the Leiva said was a good shtar. So just like the Leiva could stop, make a shtar and be meshabed ol's nechasim, he could do it. He could do it even without borrowing money. So that's what he did. He was Veda. So now the shtar is an existing shtar. So from now on, anything that he sells after he was Veda is Meshuvet. But anything he sells before the Seidah took place, to be Veda and be able to affect the Kuchas that bought before the Haidah, before we knew even that the shtar existed, that wouldn't work. Because how do we know there was a shtar at that time? Only because of the Leiva say so. The Leiva can't be made to Mechayiv the Lekuchas. So that Mrs. Dar Sameach, in Perikid Zayin Ochas Ma'am V'Leiva, he says that's what Taisus means also. He quotes our Taisus. But Taisus means the Lekuchas afterwards. Lichif Mishamdi Im Yeida Leiva Shein Mezuyif means whoever bought from the Leiva after he was made. Taisus not Mashman that way. But there's really a third sheet in the Rishonim, if we're going to assume that Taisus holds that you could be gaiva from the Kuchas even the ones that bought the things before the Haidah. And the Rishonim in Ksuvis hold that you can't be gaiva anything from what was before the Avar. Rishonim here also say it. Ramban also says here that it's negay the Kuchas after the Haidah. Ramban here stims with the Ramban in Vav Metzia. But the Ritva here in Shabbos stems with the Ritva and Bar Metzia. The Ritva is the third Shita. Then he holds that no. Anytime this shtar, we don't know that it's authentic shtar only because the Leiva said so. So even if he sells fields after he was Meida, but the Lekuchas could always time to listen. How do I know it's a good shtar? If the Leiva wrote a good shtar with Adam, that's his business. And that shtar will be gave from Lekuchas. Here, as far as I'm concerned, it's a forgery. I have no idea it's a good shtar. And the Mele, even the fields he bought after the Leiva was Meida, the Ritva says that you can't be Geiva. And what's Pshan in the Gemara above Metzia that says that Meida B'shtar Shekosvei ain't Tzarech L'kayim of the Geiva min Echasim Meshubadim? The Ritva above Metzia says Pshat. The Ritva above Metzia says Pshat that Sumat the Lekuchas will Meida. The Lekuchas also say, they know about the Shtar, they know it's authentic. They just think it was paid back. But they also, they know Klal is authentic. They were there when he went away to make the shtar. And that's the halacha. Once everyone knows the shtar is an authentic shtar, you can't tie in a parati, and even the lekuchas can't say parati. But it's told that the lekuchas also know it was a good shtar. The lekuchas claim that maybe it's mezuyif. They don't know that it's an authentic shtar to begin with. They could tie in a mezuyif. So come this, we have three shittas. We have the Ritva that holds that nothing the Leiva says could affect the Lekuchas, even if the old Meida B'shtar Shekosvei ain't Tzarech L'kaimai, and the Leiva is Meida that he wrote it, if he says Parati, or if he doesn't say Parati, if he old Tzarech L'kaimai, and he's Meida he didn't pay, he cannot be Geiva from the Lekuchas. The only way he could be Geiva from the Lekuchas is if the Lekuchas themselves know that the Shtar is not Mezuyif, and we go like the Mandi Amar, according to Mandi Amar, that once the shtar is not mezuyif, he can't tie in a parati. Otherwise, the lekuchas ketaina, maybe it's mezuyif, maybe it was paid. And the Ritva is saying a chiddush, even if the lekuchas bought the fields after the leiva was meida. Doesn't matter. As far as they're concerned, it's not a shtar. You have the Rishonim above Metzia, and the Ramban here, and the Ramban above Metzia, and the Tosfos Rid, and the Rashba, and they say that the leiva can't be meida and be mechayev the lekuchas on what they bought before the Haidah. But from the Haidah on, once the Leiva established was a shtar, now the lekuchas have to look at it like a shtar, and if they buy fields after that, and they know the Leiva was Meida, or this Eidim, the Leiva was already Meida, so those fields will be meshubed, the Malv will be able to get them, and not before. But Taisus here is mashma, that even the fields that they bought before the Leiva was Meida, once the Leiva was made, that you could be gaiva from the Lekuchas. And that's a bissel shver. What's exactly the lundis, right? We have the Pnei Yeshua that said, if the old Meida B'shtar Shekosvei in Tzarech L'kaimai, maybe the lundis would stim a little bit better, because the whole Tainis Mezuyif is like a chiddush. It's only if you tain it, so even if you tainin a little Lekuchas, but if the Leiva himself says it was a Mezuyif, so that's the end of the Tainis Mezuyif. But if you hold Meida B'shtar Shekosvei in Tzarech L'kaimai, and even if he doesn't tie in a mezuyif, he can still tie in a perua because man mash v'hai shtar leiva. So it sounds like you need his eidah to make it into a shtar. How can his eidah work for the lekuchas? Now, like we said, the Arsameh holds that Taisus here also means like the Rishonim for the things they buy after the Eidah. But there is, in Simon Kuv Vav, Sif Veiz and Chesh Mishpat, the Shach there, Sif Kan Vav, he brings them a bit Mefurish that holds that the Leiviz Eidah would work for what was bought even before the Eidah. The Shach argues. The Ksais also agrees with the Shach. But the Mabit Lamaisa holds that way, and like we're saying, L'chayr, this Taisus would be a Makar to the Mabit. But what's the Svarah said of her? So first in Chassant, there's a Brisker Rav, it's a pretty famous Brisker Rav, it's in Ilchus Gerushin, that he says he is saying that Tainus Mezuyif works because the Balash Shtar has a Kayach to say that it's his Shtar, or to say that it's not his Shtar. It's a Kayach of the Balash Shtar. That's the risk of as you say. It's not because he's a baldover. He says when a husband says that a get is mezuyif, he's not coming out baldover. The Ran says ein ishtem memayne shel bal. It's not his. He's not the baldover if the wife is divorced from him or not. It's not she's not his property. So what's his klech to tain mezuyif? Because he's the bal ashtar. So he brings a raya to this. You say the bal ashtar. From the Gemara in Bamitzir Davayim Beis, that the Gemara says that Ma'id B'Shtar Shekasa Inso Elchaim V'Goyvim V'Nechasim Mishabadim. In fact, the risk of how can you be Goyvim V'Nechasim Mishabadim? How could the Eidah of the Leiva work for the Lekuchas? Elamayin is he saying, the Baal the Leiva is the Baal Ashtar, so he can make the Shtar into a Shtar Mekuyim, even the Gabe being Goyvim from the Lekuchas. Good. That's a risk of as you say. But like a Shmuel Zavsky points out, in the Chedusha of Shmuel, Masech Tzgidin Simen Hay, it's a bissel shreid of Brisker Rav. He wasn't Ma'ir. If a character was shining beam by Mitzvah Dafayim Beis, the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid, and the Rajba and the Ridva, they all say his Eidah doesn't work for the Lekuchas. They say it could work Mikan Ol Arba for the Lekuchas, just like he could make a star, he could be made and make it into a star for Mikan Ol Arba. And the Ridva says even Mikan Ol Arba doesn't work. So here you see, not like this you say to the Brisker Rav and the Rishonim. But Elamai, the Brisker Rav going like Taisus, like the Mabit. That knows it does work. But the Brisker Rav is bothered with it in Svara. I mean, the Reb Shmuel Zavskim, he's bothered with the Brisker Rav in Svara. Bishleim to say that since he's the Baal Ashtar, he's Nemet the same as Zuyif. Even though he's thereby saying he's not the Baal Ashtar. But the Pshat is, you want to come with a Shtar saying that I wrote a shtar, even if I'm not a baldover, I could say, no, I never wrote the shtar. I have a schus taina to say, this shtar didn't come from me. Why? Well, what are you coming to Bezdin? Who are you? You're not a baldover? Taina says, but you're saying it's my shtar. I have a schus to taina, I have an ir, I have a schus to taina, this is not my shtar, unless you prove it. But to say that I have a schus to say it is my shtar, because I'm the baal shtar, what do you mean? Would the kucha say, no, you're not the baal shtar? The Nef is a star. The star doesn't exist. To go be mechadish that someone's a bala star, so Mela, he could say it's a good star. And Mela, that could affect the Lekuchas. Why? The Lekuchas is saying there's no star. You don't have a right to go and say that there is a star, and had a right to say there's a star, because I'm the bala star, so I could say there's a star. The Lekuchas say, no, there is no star, so you're not the bala star. Agrei Sataina is asking. And he's saying that you see from Al-Kabonim, the Rishonim, that they didn't hold that a Baal Ashtar could go, that is a dog work for the Kuchas of Baal Ashtar. Elam, are you going to say, what about the Mabit and the Taisus here? So he says he could say another Svara. As Rabbi Chanan already speaks about this in Kaivit Shurim Bey Simon Gimel, how does Taninan work? The Maisa of the Kuchas don't know that it's Mezuyif. How could they tie in it's Mezuyif? They don't know it's Mezuyif. How could they tie in the Parati? They don't know it's paid. As you say Taninan, since they're not supposed to know, they're coming from the Leiva, you say Taninan. So how does Taninan work? Isn't the Pshat that any time a person who's a Baldava wouldn't know about it, so we Taina for him, so it's his Taina, Sagina Taina? What Taninan means that we take the Taina of the Baldava and we give it to the Lekuchas. Since the Baldava could Taina that, so we say, Legabi Lekuchas is Ke'ilu the Baldava Taina that. Tanina liyasmi, tanina lekuchas, is it the pshat that it blames the tainas bari of the yisayim or the lekuchas? Or is it the pshat, it really is the taina, they have no taina. We give them the leiva's taina. So that's how you could explain the machlokes. The Ritva says, they have a taina. What's the difference if the life is meida? But tanina, they have a taina. He holds tanina is the egg in a taina. Mashenge, it could be taisis, the Madbid holds. Tanina means you give them the life is taina. Here with the life himself is meida, he's misalik is taina. Tanina means if the life was here, he could taina this and this. So mele, we taina it. But here the life is here and he's not taining it. So it's not the pshat that the life is a dog works for the lekuchas. The pshat is the lekuchas need a taina, need a tainis mezuyif. The Torah says we say taninan. It's all shayla if we say taninan. Torah talks about it. But the halach is you say taninan. But taninan is only that you give them the life is taina. So life himself is made, they don't have the taninan. So it doesn't work because of the kayach of the Baal Ashtar. That, like the Reb Shmuel saying, is not mistabra. You can't say that there's a shtar and you're the Baal Ashtar, and you have a kayach to say that it's a shtar because you're the Baal Ashtar. Maybe there's no shtar and you're not the Baal Ashtar. But the pshat is we have a shtar. The Malva has a shtar. Elamai. We'll tie him for the lekuchas mezuyif. Why can we tie him lekuchas mezuyif? If the pshat is we have the egg in the tie him mezuyif, so fine. But if the pshat is the only reason why we tie him for the lekuchas mezuyif is because that's what the leiva could have said, here with the leiva says for keret, so now that's why you don't have a tie him mezuyif. That's the pshat in Taisus and the Mabit, the way Shmuel Zavsky explains.